TCU brothers and sisters.
我们这次去了夏令会回来大有收获。
I hope that everyone has received a lot from the winter conference.
我们知道我们的主的恩典一直在我们当中。
Because we know that the grace is always with us.
他不单只要用一个夏令会跟我们说话。
Not only he is using the winter conference to speak to each one of us.
他盼望我们所有领受他话语的人能够继续往前走路。
So he also hopes that for everyone who receives will walk the path.
在夏令会里面我们听见神有一个永远不改变的旨意。
So we heard that there is an eternal purpose. In the winter conference.
我们知道神的城有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
So we know that the holy city has something for us.
那我们从夏令会回来之后，弟兄姊妹许多人都在主的面前做见证。
So a lot of brothers and sisters came out and testified after the winter conference.
我们就在主的激励里头，我们一同来往前。
So I hope that everyone through our experience will walk together.
我们看见许多弟兄姊妹就这样子很简单的相信就起来了。
And then we see that a lot of brothers and sisters simply by faith they stand up.
我们看见有许多弟兄姊妹也开始礼拜三参加教会的祷告聚会。
We also see that a lot of brothers and sisters start coming to a Wednesday prayer meeting.
所有的侍奉都要从祷告开始。
And we have to know that all the service begins with prayers.
我们在主面前一同领受这样子的旨意。
So when we receive this purpose from God,
所以从今天开始，我们盼望在讲台上释放一点信息，是关于神永远的旨意和我们。
So from today on, I would like to start preaching His eternal purpose, how His eternal purpose is connected to us.
我们盼望神的永远旨意跟我们是连得起来的。
So I hope that His eternal purpose and us could be connected.
在我们的关系上连得起来。
So it is connected in a relationship.
在我们的生命当中连得起来。
So in our life, there is a relationship.
还有在我们实行的道路，我们的侍奉能够连得起来。
And also the path that we walk, it should be connected.
所以我们一同来主的面前，我们要领受永远的旨意，一直在我们当中来变化我们。
So together, we will walk this path when we receive this purpose.
感谢主，他差遣他的仆人也在我们当中最近一连串的六次要讲罗马书。
And then thank you God that His servant Brother C is preaching Roman to us in 6 weeks.
我们就知道神的永远旨意跟我们有切身的关系。
So from that we should understand that His eternal purpose has a tight relationship with us.
罗马书是一卷根基的书。
For Roman is a book of foundation.
什么叫做根基的书？
And what is this book of foundation?
根基说到我们关系上的根基。
So the foundation talks about everything that our life should based on.
是说到我们生命里头的根基。
It talked about what our life should based on.
还有我们所有侍奉的根基。
And also what is all our service based on.
所以我们一同从罗马书要来领受。 今天早上的信息,
so today we are going to learn from Romans.
我们有圣经的，请我们翻开圣经创世纪第49章。
So let's open up your Bible to Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪49章是亚伯拉罕的孙子叫雅各所向他12个儿子所祝福所说的预言。
And Genesis chapter 49 is concerning Jacob, who is the grandson of Abraham. When before he died, he was speaking to his 12 sons.
是说到最后的预言跟祝福。
And it is his last words is concerning his prophecies.
12个儿子之前每一个都有他的一份。
And to his 12 sons, everyone has a special part.
所以圣经里头说 12个字牌没有一个是软弱的。
So in the Bible it says the 12 tribes, All of them are strong.
有主的话就不软弱。
And because with God's word, every one of them is strong.
没有主的话就会飘，就会散。
But on the other hand, if you do not have His word, then you become weak.
雅各特别说到他一个儿子叫做犹大。
So Jacob especially talked about his son Judah.
是今天我们要注意的这一节圣经是49章10节。
And then the verse concerning Judah, which is 49:10, is the one that we're going to talk about today.
请我们来读。
Let's read.
贵不必如犹大，上必不离他，两脚之间，只等细罗，就是赐平安者来到，万民都必归顺。 我们读罗马书第1章第5节。
And let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 5.
我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名幸福真道。这里我们不去多说，但是幸福真道原来的意思就是顺服信仰。
And then in Romans chapter 1:5, it talks about the obedience of faith, but we also going to interpret it as obey the faith.
如果有弟兄姊妹说问为什么这样说呢？
And if brothers and sisters don't know why we are saying obey the faith,
我们就请弟兄姊妹去听史弟兄礼拜五释放的罗马书的信息。
And if you truly want to know what it means, you should go to the archive and listen to the Friday's message from our brothers.
信息已经录下来，弟兄们也把它放到网站上去。
For brothers, this message has already been archived on the website.
里头就很详细的一节一节告诉我们罗马书的信息。
And then in his message, it's talked about in a lot of detail about Romans chapter 1.
今天我们早上的题目是说到使万民为主的名顺服信仰。
So if you go on to today's topic, the topic is for the Lord's name's sake, making all nations to obey the faith.
请我们读罗马书十六章。
Now let's go to Romans chapter 16.
我们先读一节圣经第二十节。
We're going to read verse 20.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦鞭挞在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。在这里有一个很快就要应验的话。
So here there is a promise that will come true really soon.
前面创世纪说只等到细罗就是赐平安者来到。
So in Genesis chapter 49, it talks about Silo, who is the peace giver.
这里罗马书十六章二十节也说到赐平安的神快要将撒旦鞭挞在他脚下。
And now in Romans 16:20, it says the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
我们最后读二十五节、二十六节。
Now let's move on to 25 and 26.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心，这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。所以这里十六节末了还是说到要叫万民信服真道。
So at the end of Romans chapter 60, it talks about making known to all the nations, leading to the obedience of faith.
罗马书的目的叫万民信服真道。
And then the theme of Romans is to making all nations.
但是它必须要有器皿。
But in order for this to come true, we need the vessel.
神必须要我建立我们，叫我们能够成为他手中能用的器皿。
So God needs his vessels. He has to build us up into his vessel.
叫我们成为主的服侍主福音的人。
So that our the vessels could become his servants to preach.
叫我们这个人自己是顺服信仰的人。
So that first we have to obey the faith.
当我们走在一起，我们的教会是顺服信仰的教会。
So when we walk together, the church would obey the faith.
那无论我们是个人或者是我们弟兄姊妹出去的时候。
And it doesn't matter if we're talking about this individually.
我们的目的只有一个。
We should all have one purpose.
使万民为主耶稣基督的名叫人信服顺服信仰。
This only purpose should be making all nations for the Lord's name's sake to obey the faith.
所以罗马书的目的跟意义对我们来说很清楚。
So the purpose of Romans should be very clear to us.
史弟兄选了这卷书就是要来建立我们。
So Brother C, when he chose the book of Romans to talk, he wants to establish us.
因为这卷书是一卷根基的书。
Because books of Romans is a book of foundation.
我们的关系、我们的生命跟我们的侍奉都需要被建立起来。
And this book of foundation will establish us in this relationship.
所以我们盼望教会弟兄姊妹都好好的来追求这一卷书。
So I hope that all brothers and sisters will pursue this book.
什么叫做追求圣经呢？
And how do we pursue a book?
我们知道圣经不是一本死的书。
Because we know that this book is not a book of
是一本死的书，字句的书，你不需要去追求。
And if this book was not life, then there is no point for us to pursue.
你读一下，你就也就是这样。
Then you may read it, and that's over with.
但是这一本是活神的书。
But we know that this is the book from the living God.
啊，是那个赐平安的神的话。
And this is the book from the peacemaker.
啊，所以我们就要来懂得这本书是一本活书。
So we have to truly recognize that this is the book of life.
任何活的东西，你要么就要，要么就不要。
For everything that comes from this life, you could choose to receive it or not.
是活的，你要去追求它。
And if you believe this is life, then you have to pursue it.
在我们当中有没有人谈过恋爱？
Has anyone been in a relationship before?
应该有吧。
There's one.
有的举手。
Oh, there's two now. So raise your hand.
只有我跟 Peter。哦，还有仲亮，还有王明忠。
So if
弟兄不敢不举手了吧？现在。有没有谈过恋爱？
If you have been in a relationship before, please raise your hand.
啊，有人举到一半哈。开玩笑，我们哈弟兄们，其实姊妹也一样。
So it should be the same for brothers and sisters.
你爱一个人，你不会不追求的。
When you're in love with someone, you will do everything to pursue.
因为他是活的。
Because this love is lively.
你不追求，人家会把它追走。
And if you don't do something pursue it, it will go away.
那我们的主是很平等，男女平等，不偏待人。
So our God is fair.
任何人只要你要，只要你愿意追求。
For anyone who is willing to receive,
主让都让我们可以追到。
God will let you have it.
所以我们在教会里头不单只一起来读罗马书，我们还做了一些问卷。
So not only we read the book of Romans, we also answer some questionnaires.
我们大概数一下，好像有六七十位人数哈，礼拜五晚上一起来听罗马书。
So I counted there was about 60 to 70 people that received the message on Friday.
早上数了一下
，and in the morning when I count the homework,
超过我们所求所想有32位人。弟兄姊妹交出问卷
and it is already exceeding the expectation when we receive 32 homeworks back from our brothers and sisters.
所以有交的人自己就晓得
So for the people to turn it in, thank you.
就晓得诶32个我是其中一个
And then you should recognize that you are one of the 32 who turn in their homework.
那没有交的或没时间的或者是说这个不太会写的没关系
But it is okay if you didn't turn it in.
你心里头知道
as long as you know in your heart,
你的心你的灵正在追求主
as long as you know that you're pursuing God inside,
不在乎顾弟兄有没有看见你的问卷
it really doesn't matter if you have turned in your homework,
在乎你是真的还是假的
it only does matter if you truly want to learn,
主要的不是疑问
but God does not look for something external,
主要的是心灵来侍奉他的人
For God only cares about what you want to do internally.
所以我们来到主的会中，我们要的是活的主。
So that now we come into this assembly, we know we're pursuing this lively God.
在我做传道人之前，我是当建筑的，画建筑图的人。
Before I started preaching, I was an architect.
我曾经设计，我也曾经画施工图，也曾经监工。
I have been involved in design and drafting, and I was also out there in the field.
我们晓得要建造任何东西，先要有蓝图。
So I knew that before we build anything, we need a blueprint.
所以呢，在教会的建造里头，蓝图很重要。
So that we know in order to build up this church, we also need a blueprint.
讲得再直接一点，罗马书就是一本蓝图。
And if I come at you straightly, I will tell you that Roman is our blueprint.
蓝图都放在那里，还是需要懂得的人来看这个图。
And yes, even though the books of Romans is the blueprint, we need people that could understand this blueprint.
有蓝图了之后，还需要什么
？And what else do we need besides having the blueprint?
材料。
Yes, or we also need material.
或者再直接一点，材料需要怎么样得到？
Or how do we receive or acquire this material?
去寻找材料。
You have to seek
那个是古时候的建筑方法。
There will be in the old times when we seek for the raw material.
那现在你寻找真的很难啊。
So now it should be rather difficult to seek the raw material right now.
所以今天世代的要建造需要第一个有蓝图，第二个需要有什么？追求。资金经费了
So in today's world, the first thing we will need to, for building is the blueprints, and the second thing, we need the capital.
没钱没能力的不要干了。
And if you do not have the capital, then you might as well give up right now.
所以需要有蓝图还要有经费。
So yes, we need the blueprints and we need the capital.
那有经费就一定会担保你那个建筑会出来吗?
So is it true that if you have the capital, everything will just come true?
那还需要什么?
No, I don't think so. You need one more.
工人,
you need the workers.
一天一天地花时间在造。
You need a dedicated worker to work on it daily.
所以我们说罗马书是一本最实行的书。
So if we say that the book of Romans is the one that is more close to reality.
他说到这本书是我们的蓝图。 是我们的根基。
It talks about how the book of Romans is our blueprint, is our foundation.
他说到这本书也是我们的经费。
And he also talked about that the book of Romans is also our capital.
经费就是我们的能力。
And what is this capital? It is our power.
你读懂里头里面的信息，你就有能力。
And if you understand the contents of the book of Romans, then you receive this capital or your power.
然后呢，读懂罗马书的话，还要照着它去行，一步一步的来建造。
Not only you have to understand the book of Romans, you also have to work according to what the Romans said.
过去我刚开始做传道人的时候，我常常被人家说是讲大道理。
So when I first started preaching, everyone just said that I talked about theory.
他们说你讲的话都是很属灵的词，我们听不懂。
And then he said that everything that come out of my mouth is too spiritual.
因为过去我是怎么讲呢？我是说这个就是神的意向、使命、道路。
Because in the beginning, all I would preach about is this is God's vision, His commission, and His path.
那人家听见，意向，什么是意向？好像很复杂。
And then at that one time, the brother and sister did not understand what is the vision.
什么是使命？
What is the vision?
这个我有没有？
What is your commission? What if it's different from mine?
然后好像。 然后我们就去解释了，耶稣基督就是道路，然后越解释越模糊。
So that I started to preaching to them that the path is Jesus Christ, but then it just get more and more hard to understand.
那今天呢，我们用最简单的话来讲这个好像很深的事。
So today I'm going to give it to you in the simplest version.
什么叫意象？
What is a vision?
意象就是我们当中的蓝图。
The vision is the blueprint among us.
蓝图，人人有。
So for everyone should have a blueprint of some sort.
有没有蓝图?
Do you have one?
没有蓝图?
Oh, you don't?
圣经就是蓝图。
Your Bible is your blueprint.
你不读圣经当然没有蓝图。
And if you do not read and understand the Bible, then of course you don't have a blueprint.
你读圣经没有在主面前读也没有蓝图。
Or if you only read the Bible without understanding it, then you don't have a blueprint.
因为我们在说这个蓝图是活的。
Because we know that blueprint is lively.
这个蓝图有一个很奇妙的
And also, this blueprint has a really special and unique function.
你在读的时候, 它就把你自己的天然生命拆了一点。
It also does this. When you read it, it will take away your natural life a little by little.
你在读的时候, 它就把属灵的生命建立一点。
And when you read this, it will build up your spiritual life little by little.
这个是活的书。
Because this book is alive.
当你真实的来到这个蓝图面前, 你就懂了。
And when you truly come before this blueprint, then you will slowly come to understand it.
什么叫做使命?
So what is then the commission?
使命就是说有一个经费在这里。
The commission talks about...
对,一个经费,一个budget给你。
The commission is also what is your budget?
老板叫你做事,给你一个budget。
When the boss asks you to perform a task, he has to give you a budget.
这个 budget 刚刚好叫你能够把这个事情做成。
And this budget should be so tight that it will barely just be enough for you to use.
读圣经就是从里头得着神的一个经费给我们。
So when you read the Bible, you are receiving this budget from God.
所以保罗一直在宣告神的恩典够用。
So Paul kept on saying that his grace is enough for us.
因为他照着他的蓝图去走，你就越来越发现，本来以为自己不行了，但是到那个关口的时候，这个经费又出来了。
Because if you truly work according to this path or blueprint, you will find that every time when you receive a difficulty, His grace is sufficient.
所以有意向、有使命，还需要有什么？
So not only we have the vision and the commission, what else do we need?
还需要有道路。
We also need the path.
而且神。 应许 只要你照着前面两步走，啊，你就必定会成功。
And also God gave us not only the vision, commission and path, He also promised that if you walk this path, you will arrive.
主耶稣给我们的道路是必成功的道路。
Because Jesus Christ has given us the path to succeed.
圣经说主若那个已经开始了这个善工，他必定完成这个工。
Because in the Bible it says He started the work and He will complete the work.
主耶稣说没有一个工头他开工的时候不先去算一算他可不可以完成这个工。
And Jesus Christ also said that when He started a project, He will make sure that He has enough budget to finish the project.
要做神家的建造，主若开始了他的工作，他必定会完成这个工作。
God also said that when He started building His house, He will finish building His house.
那今天我们每一天要学习的就是把自己交给这个工道路，一天一天的做成他该做的工。
So what we're supposed to learn is to walk this path and dedicate ourselves to be on this path.
罗马书16章25节一开始就说保罗有一个宣告。
So in Romans chapter 16:25, it talked about how Paul has to proclaim.
他说唯有神能够怎么样建立你们的心。
He said only Jesus Christ is able to establish you according to the gospel.
什么叫建立你们的心？
So how do we establish ourselves?
原来这个意思就是说神，唯有神能够建造你们。
So here originally it would say only God could establish us.
啊，有一天我读到这节圣经我好高兴。
So one day when I was reading these words I became very joyful.
啊，我这个无用的工人。
For I am such a useless worker.
一天到晚还要打算怎么样去建造弟兄姊妹。
And then from day to day, I have to look at my budget to see how I could build everyone.
原来主的话说错了，错了。
But here it says you're wrong.
是什么？是谁建造？
Because who indeed is doing the building?
不只是在说神呢、啊，是说唯有神。
Not only it says Jesus Christ, it says only Jesus Christ.
唯有神呢、啊、，God.
Only God.
唯有神能建造你们。
And only God can build us up.
神怎么建造呢
？So how does God? Build us.
有三个照着三件事情来建造，对不对？
Build us through three things.
第一个照着保罗说我所传的福音。
The first is the gospel that Paul preaches.
保罗所传的福音，你就知道他保罗不是一个靠着财大势力大的人去传福音的。
So we know that when Paul preaches, he doesn't preach as a very powerful man.
保罗本来是不信福音的。
For Paul was not a believer.
保罗本来是逼迫基督徒的。
And Paul was someone who persecuted
Christians. 但是有一天主真的大光照在他的身上。
But then now one day he received this light.
啊，这个弟兄们的话说把他逮捕了。
And then this light has captured.
就是好像一个小孩子一个手伸进去cookie 家里头要拿一个 cookie 出来的时候
It's just like when a kid tried to put his hand in a cookie jar to try to grab a cookie
刚好没有拿出来的时候被妈妈说吃饭前不能吃 cookie 结果刚好那个时候被抓住了
It's the moment where when the kid was ready to pull the cookie out to enjoy it the mom caught him and said stop
那被逮捕的人就无话可说
And then when the person was caught in the act there is no argument
主啊我正在逼迫你啊
And so Paul said, yes, I am persecuting you.
我正在做福音的敌对啊。
And yes, I am now the enemy of the gospel.
现在我没话可说。
And you caught me at my end.
主啊，你是谁？
And who are you, God?
保罗真的是被这样子的一个光景里头被神逮捕了。
And Paul is a person who got caught at that moment.
那保罗被神逮捕了，他就什么呀？他就有福音可传了。
So now that after he got caught by the gospel,
因为他所看见的不是一个道理。
Because he did not only see the gospel as a theory.
他看见的是活的主。
But he indeed saw the lively God.
他听见的是一个活的神跟他说话。
And then he also heard the message from God himself.
啊，所以他保罗传福音是怎么传的呢？
So how did Paul actually preach this gospel?
保罗传福音是我靠耶稣基督为你们众人祷告。
And then when Paul preaches, he says that I preach this with the prayer from God.
常常恳求。
For I will be dedicated to pray.
保罗说我用心灵所侍奉的神。
Paul says that I serve in my spirit.
保罗传的福音是靠一个人来传。
And then Paul only preached this gospel based on one person.
他不是靠人多来传。
and then he's preaching does not based on many people.
不是靠他自己的口才来传,
and Paul does not preach based on his talent.
保罗是一个传福音的人,
for Paul is a preacher.
他单单的依靠耶稣基督来传福音,
for his preaching is based only upon one person, who is Jesus Christ.
一个真正能靠耶稣基督来传福音的人,
for someone who depends completely on the gospel,
他才能够面对万人的那个要求,
and only this person is strong enough to satisfy all the people.
我再说我是个无用的工人,
so again, I have to tell you that I am a useless worker.
许多时候我们在传福音的时候我们会胆怯,
and a lot of times when we preach, we become scared.
特别在对付一些 情形的时候有人真的那个态度很差,
and especially sometimes we face a lot of difficulty.
你跟他传福音跟他好像要照着他的思路跟他讲一些逻辑的话叫他能够听懂,
so sometimes when we preach we have to think logically, try to convince the other person.
但是好像你越急着要他听懂他就越来问更多的问题要来问你叫你招架不住,
but then at times when you want this person to believe, the person will ask more and more questions to frustrate you.
有时候我们传福音的时候我们就当人家问的问题的时候我们就在想这个某某弟兄怎么说的某某书是怎么读的就要想一个答案来回答人家,
so sometimes when people ask me questions, I have to think of the different books in the Bible to find the answers.
所以从前我们是无用的工人这样子来 试着去传福音,
so before we were useless workers trying to preach the gospel.
所以在我们当中弟兄姊妹也有这样子的人问这个问题，所以当你遇见这样的情形怎么样去面对,
so now I will tell you, when you face this difficulty, what were you to do?
答案就已经在罗马书第一章了,
and the answer is simple, it's in Romans chapter 1.
你要依靠一个人,
he says to preach, you only base it on one person.
否则你就不能面对万人,
and if you do not base your gospel on one person, then you will not be able to face the people.
传福音面对万人的不幸, 必须要站在耶稣基督的信上面,
and then in order to preach to all the people, you have to base your gospel on Jesus Christ.
我们要站得稳,
for we have to have a strong foothold.
在心灵里头来站得稳,
and in ourselves we have to have a strong foothold.
主啊, 这个问题又难到我了,
and Lord, there is another difficulty.
我真的不懂得回答,
for I do not know the answer.
主啊, 你怎么说?
So Lord, what would you say?
这个就是我们要变成传福音的人的作为,
so when someone asks you a difficult question, you ask him, and that's what you're supposed to do.
主耶稣是活的, 他会指教我们,
because for Jesus Christ is life, he will tell us what to answer.
当我们在初信的时候, 可能话语不是很丰富, 藏在我们的里面,
so in the beginning, when you are not very familiar and educated in the word,
好像我们这样向主祷告有依靠, 但是主也没有话,
and maybe sometimes when you pray, when you were a beginning believer, when you pray, you feel like you don't get an answer.
感谢主, 我们就不用话回答,
and then praise the Lord, you do not need words for the answer.
总而言之, 主能够主说话, 我们就照着说,
so in the summary, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you, you say it.
主不说话, 我们也不回答,
and then if you do not receive the answer from God, then you have,
只要我们在主面前是真的,
then we know that internally, if we are true to our God,
主要负他传福音的责任,
then God will be responsible for preaching the gospel.
保罗说,
to you,
照我所传的福音,
so Paul says, through the gospel that I preach.
保罗说, 我们要在万国之中叫人信服他的, 顺服他的信仰,
and Paul says that he is going to be the witness in the world.
保罗知道他是一个欠债的人,
because Paul knows that he is a debtor to all.
世界上每一个人他都觉得他亏欠了他们,
and then everyone on this world, Paul is their debtor.
因为他比众人都先知道福音的奥秘,
because Paul is the one person that knows the meaning of the word.
所以保罗说, 无论你是什么样的人, 我都欠你们的债,
so Paul said that it doesn't matter who you are, I am a debtor.
我情愿尽我的力要把福音传给你们,
for I am eager to preach the gospel to everyone.
保罗是在这样子的一个刻苦己身的里面来传耶稣基督的福音,
so Paul is in this mindset where he is eager to preach to everyone.
保罗为众人受生产之苦,
because Paul has bared the labor of pain for everyone.
耶稣基督的使徒为教会受生产之苦,
And then it is the apostle who has to take the pain of labor for
everyone.
For now it's generation and generation past.
到了我们在教会里头的众圣徒,
and then now we have become this apostle.
保罗受了恩惠,
and Paul has received this grace.
我们也受了恩惠,
and now generations after we also have.
保罗得着福音的好处, 他知道他是欠福音的债。
And then when Paul received this gospel, he knows that he became a debtor. So now we have also received this word.
我们愿不愿意为神的家、为信仰、为弟兄姊妹来受生养之苦？
Then are you willing to be this debtor to preach this gospel to everyone?
保罗说, 神要建立我们是照着什么?
So Paul says that God wants to establish us through what?
照着我所传的福音,
and it is only through the gospel that he preached.
所以我们听福音要小心, 不是福音叫人上天堂就了了。
So the gospel that we understand should not only be the gospel that leads to the heaven.
保罗的福音是叫人信服, 什么?信仰的福音。
So the gospel is also the gospel that asks all nations to obey the faith.
我们也顺服信仰的时候,
and when we obey our faith,
我们就被神一点一点在建立。
When we obey our faith, then we are being established.
所以今天是建立的时候。
So today, it is the date of building up.
今天我们是来读罗马书领受里面对福音的认识的时候。
And today is the day we're going to understand the book of Romans and understand this building.
认识福音,马上就会认识什么?
And when you start to know this gospel, then you will start to know what?
就认识耶稣基督。
You start to know Jesus Christ.
因为福音不是只是说 一个, 好消息而已,
because the gospel is not simply only good news.
不是说, 那个现在那个 Target 在 on sale, 大家去买啊, 这个很便宜啊。
It's not like the good news that says Target is on sale, go grab whatever.
这现在那个 cherry 是时候了, 大家去买了, 9毛9就很多了。
And it is also not a good news that says the cherry is on, it's the season of cherry, so it's time to go grab some.
这种的消息大家都很乐意传,
because this is the good news that everyone is willing to preach.
不花钱,
because this is the good news that does not cost you anything.
做好人,
and then it is something that you could preach out freely.
既然知道有好处, 大家分享。
So now if you have a piece of good news, you would like to share with everyone.
真正的福音还不只是一点好处,一点, 好消息。
But the true meaning of the gospel is not simply just a good news.
真正的好处是得了好消息,吃到了,真知道是好了,然后带着人去吃的人。
For a truly piece of good news is something that you listen, you receive, you experience, then you preach it out again.
传福音的人在传的时候你就认识耶稣基督是你唯一的依靠。
For someone to truly preach the gospel, the first thing you have to recognize is that you could only base your gospel on Jesus Christ.
传福音的时候就面对许许多多的困难,叫你觉得是羞辱你的事情。
And yes, when you preach the gospel, sometimes you might be ashamed.
所以保罗说,我不以福音为耻。
So Paul says that I am not ashamed of the gospel.
因为福音本是神的大能。
For it is the power of God for salvation.
我们要先来知道福音的好处。
We have to first experience and then understand this.
神把福音给我们就是把耶稣基督种在我们的里面。
And then when we receive this true gospel from God, we receive Jesus Christ.
我们有耶稣基督在我里面,我就不以福音为耻。
So when we have Jesus Christ in us, we will no longer be ashamed of the gospel.
我以福音为我的荣耀。
And then we will treat the gospel as our glory.
但众人都不要神的时候,
and when everyone doesn't want God,
我仍然传福音,
I will still preach the gospel.
众人都拒绝的时候,
and when everyone is against the gospel,
我要经历福音本是神的大能。
It is the time when I experience the power of God.
弟兄姊妹,传福音就是被建立的。
So brothers and sisters, to preach is to establish.
真正是这样子的在依靠神往前的人,
and it is for someone who truly based everything on Jesus Christ.
他被建立, 他认识耶稣基督。
And then this person will be established and he will get
to know Christ. 保罗所认识的耶稣基督是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
For the promise beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
他认识的耶稣基督是
And then this Christ that Paul recognized is also born of a descendant of David according to the flesh.
按圣善的灵说是从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子。
And also this Christ that Paul recognized is the declared Son of God with power by the resurrection.
这里保罗说到三件事。
So in here, Paul talked about three things.
一个是圣经的应许。
The first one is the promise in the scripture.
一个是道成肉身成为大卫后裔的耶稣基督。
Then secondly, according to the flesh, Christ is the descendant of David.
然后说到这个大卫的后裔耶稣基督从死里复活，表明是神的儿子。
Then thirdly, Christ is also the declared Son of God by the power of the resurrection.
我们今天要读圣经。
So today, when we read the Bible,
知道神应许了什么。
We have to know what God has promised.
然后在肉身里头经历耶稣基督住在我们里头，是成为我们里头的生命。
So in our flesh, we also need to experience and understand that Christ is in us.
主耶稣怎样道成肉身？
And how Jesus Christ has the Word become flesh.
今天这一粒真麦子已经种在我们里面。
For this seed has already been planted in us.
我们在道成肉身的原则里头，我们也要来经历它。
So in the principle of the Word become flesh, we have to experience Christ.
一粒麦子若死了,
For a seed has died,
耶稣基督若没有从死里复活，就没有我们。
And without resurrection, there would not be us.
今天我们一同来领受耶稣基督的真生命，这一粒麦子种在我们里面。
So today we have to truly experience how this seed is planted in us.
若我们天然生命不死了，我们也不能传福音。
And if we do not let go of our natural life, we cannot.
保罗知道他在说什么。
So Paul truly knows what
he's talking about.
And he knows that the gospel that he preached is about life. It's based on Jesus Christ. So I have to remind you again that the gospel that we preach is not a theory. We have to introduce Jesus Christ to
people.
How Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the dead.
今天我对世人没有爱。
So today I have no love
for the natural people.
So I have no love for the natural people, but Jesus Christ who is in us has love for everyone.
世界上没有一个人配得我去爱他。
For on this world there's no one who is worthy of my love.
但是耶稣基督为我舍命, 我要爱他。
But Jesus Christ who has died for me told me to love everyone. The Jesus Christ did not ask us to die for everyone. But Jesus Christ asks us to deny ourselves.
我们要传福音，我们就要传耶稣基督。
So when we deny ourselves and preach the gospel, we have to preach Jesus Christ.
第三个，神建立我们的是要照着永古隐藏不言的奥秘。
And then the third establishment, it talks about the revelation of the mystery.
在雅各说预言的时候，他是说到将来。
And then Jacob in his prophecy talked about how the king is going to come out from Judah.
他说, 贵不比理犹大, scepter.
He says the scepter shall not depart from Judah.
什么是这个贵?
And what is this scepter?
这个, 对不起, 我的中文口音有点口音, 这个念归,
the scepter, Chinese is 归.
你看服侍主的人常常要被矫正。
And you have to see that we are not perfect.
原来这个词念归。
And I just learned how to say this word in Chinese.
然后下面一句是什么? 杖臂不离他两脚之间。
Then after that it says the ruler's staff from between his feet.
什么是归? 什么是杖?
And what is a scepter and what is a staff?
简单的来说, 归是君王的权柄的象征，代表整个国家。
To simply put, the scepter is a symbol that that represents the power of the whole nation. It is always held by the right hand.
圭是短的,
and then the scepter is short.
杖是长的,
but the staff is a lot longer.
圭握在手里,
the scepter is always to be held by the hand.
在犹大里头会出一个君王。
And then it talks about here that in Judah there will be a king.
他要承受国度,
for this king will receive the kingdom.
他有一根杖不离他两脚之间,
and this king also has a staff that will never depart between his feet.
有一天我在想, 怎么是两脚之间?
So one day I was thinking, why is it between his feet?
那我想想想, 我就好像懂了。
Then I kept thinking about it, and then I think I understand.
可能他不再走路。
Maybe it is because the king is not walking.
走路杖是在旁边。
Because when you walk, the staff should be on your side.
两脚之间是他是坐着。
And when the staff is between his feet,
我们的神，我们的主是坐着为王。
For we know that our king, our God is a king who is sitting on his throne.
耶稣基督，大卫的后裔，已经从死里复活，他升上高天，现在坐着为王。
Because this descendant from David has already arisen to heaven, and now he's sitting on the throne.
只等到细罗，就是赐平安者来到。
And it is the only waiting until Silo, who is coming to us.
万民都必归顺。
And when Silo comes, everyone shall be the obedient of
the people. 传福音的目的是叫万民来顺服信仰。
So the purpose to preach is to ask everyone to believe in this faith.
传福音是神的大能。
When we preach, it is through the power of God.
神是照着他的应许，圣经里头老早就说。 那个犹大里头会出一个支派，会做君王。
And then God has always promised us from the Judah there will be a king.
这个神永古隐藏不言的奥秘。
For this is a mystery that has been kept secret for the long ages past.
今天正在一步一步的来向我们打开。
And today this mystery has been revealing to us day by day.
当他这个隐藏的奥秘完全打开的时候，就不再是奥秘了。
And when this mystery has fully unfolded itself, then it no longer will be a secret.
到那个时候，万民都要归顺。
And at that time, all people will obey the faith.
现在我们一看，还有许多的人不愿意归顺。
So now today, if we look around, there's still a lot of people that don't want to obey.
但是我们看见已经成就的是什么事。
But then we will see what has already been established.
犹大果然出了一个君王。
And yes, a king did come from Judah.
耶稣基督来了，果然是大卫的后裔。
And Jesus Christ who came is a descendant from David.
这个王从死里复活，果然是一直都是王。
And this king who has come back from the dead is always going to be king.
那主耶稣自己也亲自应许，有一天我还要再来。
And then Jesus Christ has already given us the promise that he will come back one day.
罗马书16章20节说。 平安的神再来的时候，就要践踏仇敌在脚下。
And then when Romans 16:20 says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet."
那节圣经是不是这样说的？
It is what the Bible says.
谁在践踏仇敌？
Who is crushing Satan?
谁？
Who? Who is crushing Satan?
你们就是我们了。
And it's us.
主耶稣每一次显现都要仇敌仇。 除灭仇敌一切的作为。
And then when Jesus Christ comes, he will crush Satan.
主耶稣一出现，我们就有平安。
And every time Jesus Christ appears, we will receive peace.
主耶稣的平安在我们里头掌权，我们就践踏仇敌在脚下。
And then when we receive this peace in our Holy Spirit, then we will crush Satan.
今天我们在信心中一直经历这一个。
So let's hope that today when we walk this path, we will establish by this.
当主耶稣再来的时候，就众人都看见，的确就是这样。
When Jesus Christ comes again, then we will truly recognize that it is what it is.
说到这个永古隐藏的奥秘，今天正在进行。
So we know that the mystery is being revealed today.
信的人就知道这个，哦，原来的确就是这样。
So when you believe, you will see the revelation.
不信的人，我们赶快盼望，为他们祷告，要他们赶快信。
And then for the people that choose not to believe, we should preach to them.
因为今天还是恩典的时候，神还能让我们去经历这个事实。
Because today we still have a chance to preach to them the gospel.
当我们都愿意接受神的话、神的事实的时候，
And when everyone is willing to obey the faith,
神要亲自建立我们。
Then God will come and establish us Himself.
唯有神能建立我们,
because it is only through God that we could be built up.
是照着神的福音,
and it is through His gospel.
是照着耶稣基督,
and it is only through Jesus Christ.
是照着神永古隐藏的不言的奥秘,
through Jesus Christ, the revelation of the mystery that has been kept secret for the long time.
今天教会就是做这件事。
So today, this is what the church is doing.
什么叫做建造？
And how do we build other up?
我们认识福音，认识耶稣基督，认识神的话。
So for us, we have to know Jesus Christ and know His word.
罗马书告诉最后一个开始告诉我们， 一个怎么样来看神的话，最后一个怎么样来成就神的话。
So in the Roman, in the beginning, it teaches you how to read His word, and then at the end, it tells you how to walk His word.
我们稍微读一下这两节圣经。
So let's read these two verses together.
罗马书一章八节。
So Roman chapter 1:8.
范大，我们一起来念。
Roman 1:8。
我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信传遍了天下。这里信德就是你们的信心。
And this faith is talking about your faith.
耶稣基督的这罗马书的信息基本上是对信徒说的。
And the book of Romans is a message to all the believers.
叫我们不单只有这个信心，我们还要去在这个信心里头往前。
So not only we have this faith, we will walk with this faith.
保罗就靠着耶稣基督来感谢神，因为我们要往前。
So for Paul, through Jesus Christ, he thanked his God through Jesus Christ.
在普天下之中有许多人不信，但是也在罗马这个地方有人信。
So that the faith could be proclaimed in the land of the Roman.
有人信，神就可以来这里建立。
Because when people start believing, then God could show His presence.
有人信，就看见耶稣基督的异象。
And then when people believe, they will see His vision.
有人信，就可以得着耶稣基督的能力。
Then when people start to believe, they will also receive the power of Christ.
然后下面一节我们看耶稣基督的道路。
Then now let's learn more about his theory.
罗马书十六章十九节。
In Romans 16:19,
你们的顺服已经传与众人，所以我为你们欢喜。但我愿意你们在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。所以一章八节说到。我们的信已经传遍天下。
So in 1:8, it talked about how the faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world.
到罗马书结束的时候
，and at the end of Romans,
保罗再有一句话
，Paul says this.
所以你们的顺服已经传于众人。
He says, for the report of your obedience has reached to all.
一个是信心的，一个是道路的起头，必须要有信。
In the beginning of the path, you have to walk by faith.
一个是主建造的成就。必须要有顺服。
And then, in order to be built up by God, you have to have obedience.
保罗为我们的信感谢神。
Paul has thanked God for our faith.
保罗为我们的顺服欢喜。
And then Paul is also joyful in our obedience.
但保罗还加一句。
And Paul also says this.
我们要在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。
Paul says, I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil.
他来告诉我们一个顺服与不顺服之间还是有一点差别。
So, he shows us the difference between being obedient and not being obedient.
我们不是来顺服人。
It's not that we should not be obedient to any man.
更不是顺服世上的一个制度。
And we should not be obedient to the rules of the law.
我们是顺服主，顺服主的话。
But we should only be obedient to God and His word.
许多人不顺服找理由。
So for a lot of people, when they want to be disobedient, they find reason.
那么他们就在恶上聪明，在善上愚拙。
Then these people become wise in what is evil and innocent in what is
good. 顺服主的人，顺服主话的人，他们在善上是聪明，在恶上是愚拙的。
But for the people that are obedient to God, should be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil.
所以保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们
，So Paul when he talks about this in Corinthians，
神所拣选的不是聪明的
，For God did not choose the wise one，
神所拣选的是愚拙的
，For God only choose the innocent。
弟兄姊妹，我们顺服神，顺服神的话，的确被世人看见是愚拙的。
So brothers and sisters， when we choose to believe in the word， the natural people will think that we are not smart。
但是耶稣基督又若住在你的心里
，But now if Jesus Christ is in us，
你就不以福音为耻。
Then you will not be ashamed of the gospel.
被人看见再笨的事我都做。
For people think well, as a stupid deed, I would do.
因为必须这样，我们才能经历神的大能。
And because it is through this obedience, we will experience.
主的道是活道。
Because His word is alive.
主给我们的路是实行的道路。
And His path is real.
永远的旨意必须要成就在我们当中。
And his eternal purpose has to work through us.
我们今天所要求的,
so today what we should be longing
是我们一起来追求主,
for. We should be longing for this togetherness in Christ.
信主, 信他的话,
so that we will believe in him and his word. So that we could all become obedient.
让主来建造我们,
so that he could work with us.
我们再唱诗歌, 270首。
Let's sing 270 one more time.